Blog Talk Radio.
Ryan.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey. A journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contagious.
Well, hello and welcome to your half-hour inspirational program. This is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I'm your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes. Thank you so very much for tuning in to your half-hour inspiration program. On this program, our mission here is to see what we can do to hopefully spiritually inspire you in a way that perhaps you will take action to accept Christ and grow in Christ. And as you grow in Christ, our mission is that you will grow that spiritual element, that spiritual component, and everything else in your life will also align with the body of Christ. That's what we're hoping for. That means that if it's prosperity that you're seeking, good health, the eight laws of nature, whatever it is, we're hoping that you can align yourself, that you can have a full, productive, healthy, prosperous life. Even Christ says, I come that you have life and have it more abundantly. Life, the breath of life. You know, and we're going to talk, we're doing a series on the breath of life, and what that really means. How I interpret the breath of life when Christ breathed into your nostrils and the nostrils of Adam, and Adam became a living being, what that means. Tonight, we're so happy that you joined us, and we're so happy that you all tune in to this broadcast. We're going to continue with the final series of Nearing the End of Your Rope, the final chapter. Nearing the End of Your Rope, the final chapter. And we're going to pray and invite God to come into the midst of us. Father, we invite you here into this broadcast as we invite you into our lives each and every day. We pray that the people who are listening will be receptive to your word, that it will bring life, the breath of life, into their hearts, into their minds, that they will go out and have life and have it more abundantly. And that they will be so inspired that the people will want to inspire others, because I believe that that's what it is all about. We pray this in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So those of you all that are listening from around the world, I can't begin to tell you enough about life and how, you know, when you're in a position, when you're in a state of mind that you're not allowing anyone or anything to take that breath of life away from you. And we're talking about that a spirit, a state of mind, a conditioning that you just feel like, you know what, God, you know, I may not be the wealthiest person in the world. I may be living from paycheck to paycheck. But, God, you know what? I've got life in me. And you know what? Each day that I wake up, I am so grateful just knowing that I've got life inside of me, that you have breathed into me another day. So within that day, I can make some decisions. I can make some choices. I can do some things. I can help somebody. You know, I can inspire someone to come out of their situation or their condition. You know, and I may not have, again, the wealth of the nation. But, oh, Lord, I can give it. The fact that you've given me life again today, being somebody out there that's worse off than me. I mean, if we start to think like this, if you're that person who's living from a paycheck to paycheck or just barely making it or even on a fixed income, then chances are you're steadily being blessed. You are still blessed because you have revenue that's coming in. Now, picture the person who has no revenue and don't know where any revenue is going to come from, don't even have a job, and have been searching for a job for weeks and months. Then you know what? And you imagine you complaining about your job, you're complaining about the traffic, you're complaining about, you know, just conditions on the road. But guess what? You would love to have it if you didn't have a job and you didn't know how you were going to make your monthly obligations, begging and pleading God for an opportunity to, Lord, if I just had some place to go in the morning to work, you know, I promise you I won't complain about anything. If I just had some place that I know that every week or every 2 weeks or every month I was going to bring in a check, a paycheck, so I can meet these bills. You might be somebody out there who doesn't even have a place. You know, you don't know how you're going to get the balance of $100 that you need to maybe pay your rent or your mortgage, or you may be standing before a foreclosure. Well, no matter what your situation is, all things work together for good for those who love the Lord, and I believe that. And you know, there's a requirement that he has, and that is when you pray, you get up and you walk. You go and you take your walk, and you go out there as if, you know, you're going to claim this promise. You're going to claim things. You're going to expect that there's a blessing in store for you. That's what you're praying for. You're praying that God is going to change things in your life, that he's going to change your circumstance. But, you know, and he goes by each man, each woman, their measure of faith. That's what he does. And so I'm encouraging you, the body of Christ, God has got this. God has got this to the point where if you are giving it to him, and you're getting up, and you're going out, walking by faith. You're getting up, and you're going walking by faith. You're saying, God, something's going to happen today. Something's going to happen today. And you go that day with the expectation from God, not an expectation from man. Because when we put our expectations in man, we're going to be disappointed. I can tell you that with certainty. But when you put your faith in God and you say, God, I'm going by faith that something's going to happen today, something's going to work out in my favor, I know that something's going to change because, God, I'm holding my head up and I'm looking to the heavens and I'm believing in you. I'm believing that you will be the one that will make this change in my life. I believe you are going to be the one that make the circumstances different in my life. And so, God, I'm going to walk totally surrendering to you. And let me tell you something. It may be that you go out that day and it seems like nothing happens. And then you become so discouraged. But I encourage you, do not be discouraged. Do not be discouraged. You may feel that you're nearing that, once again, you're nearing the end of your rope. You know, the final chapter, you're just saying, God, I haven't been out here today. Nothing has happened. No, don't start losing hope. Because the fact that you went out today and you exercised your faith, you keep going. You get up the next day and you go again. And then if nothing has happened where you're expecting results, you just keep planting a seed. Plant the seed every single day. You keep going. And then, you know, when the weekend comes, when Friday comes, you go again. And then you take that little break over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, but come Monday morning, you prepare your clothes maybe the night before, and you make them look just as good as they can, washed and pressed and so forth and so on, and then you make up in your mind, you say, you know what, I'm going again Monday morning. I'm going again Tuesday morning. I'm going again Wednesday morning. And as you begin to plant these seeds, you will start to build confidence. Your faith will start to increase because you're constantly going. You're constantly in motion. And this is what God wants of our lives. He wants us to be constantly going, constantly in motion when it comes to our faith. There's a time when we will take a break, and he will let you know when that time comes. Excuse me. But in the meantime, things in motion, because God's got you. You hear what I'm telling you? God's got you. And all you got to do is just keep going, exercising that faith, day in and day out, day in and day out, day in and day out. And you keep praying to the God of heaven. Keep praying to the Lord on high. And you say, God, just start thanking him. You're going from now that it seemed like the impossible was taking place, and now you're going to go on and you're going to say, God, just thank you. Thank you for giving me the light, the breath of life again to get up this Tuesday morning, to get up this Wednesday morning, to get up this Thursday morning. And with that, somewhere along the way, you're being fed. Thank you for the food that you're giving me to sustain my physical body. And then get into his word and begin to thank him for the word, you know, that the word, because man shall not live by bread alone. Thank him for that spiritual word that keeps you connected to him. So now you've got every day, that Tuesday, that Wednesday, that Thursday, that Friday, you're getting up. So you're getting the energy from that physical food. You're getting the mindset from that spiritual food, and you're planting the seeds out there. You're going after something. You're exercising your faith. And little do you know, in doing so, your confidence level is starting to pick up. And then you're starting to believe and more in yourself. And you're starting to have that confidence in God. And lo and behold, one day, soon and very soon, after you've been planting seeds, it might take 3 weeks, it might take 3 months, take a little, even a little longer. But something has happened. Something has happened because those seeds that you planted will now manifest, will now be cultivated, will now be fertilized. And something is about to grow. Something is, a change is about to come. One day, you get a phone call, and someone says, I need you to come back in for a second interview. And then you go back in. You know, you meet you're there early before time, because on time is late for leaders. You're on time before time, and you get there. And the person who's interviewing you sees that. And they say, you know, we've got this position that we were thinking about someone else. We may not, but, you know, the fact of the matter is we've looked at your personality. We looked at your resume, and we this first interview, one of our staff was so impressed by you. The job that you applied for, we don't have it for you, for that one. But we think that there's another position over here that we have been playing or toying around with, that we were looking for someone that has a personality trait just like what you have. And so if you can just hold on and not go for this job, I believe that you fit better into this job, which, as a matter of fact, pays a lot more than the job that you applied for. You see, that comes as a result of you going out there every single day, never giving up, never losing faith, never losing doubt, you know, not having any doubt that God was going to change your circumstances, God was going to change your situation, God was going to change the conditions around you, and all you had to do was to exercise your faith, stay in touch with him, and just take care of yourself. And I've seen these changes come with people over and repeatedly. Story is told about a young woman, a mother of three. Her husband also had to leave. They were out of college and had been out of college some time. And this mother, they were now near the end of their rope financially. And then the father, being the head of the household, says, honey, I need to see if I can go out of the country and work as an independent contractor and make some money to sort of catch us up where we've been in a deficit. I need to do this, because I need to make sure that my family has food on the table. I need to know that I need to do this because I need to know and be assured that we've got a house to live in. I need to do this because I need to know that we've got water for the babies here to sustain them, and food and everything and all that we need, you know, to meet the basic needs of life, food, clothing, and shelter. And so the wife agreed, this young couple, she agreed with her husband and said, well, darling, if that's what you feel you need to do, I support you. And you see, sometimes when you're going through your crisis situation out there, you will need somebody to be a support system to you. It may be your spouse. It may be your significant other. It may be your parents. It may be your children. But you need maybe a close friend. But you need somebody that's going to give you support. And because if you start to waver and you start to feel discouraged, that person needs to be able to say, you hang on in there, but we're in this thing together. We're going to paddle this. You're going to use these oars, and we're going to paddle this lake together. But we're going to make it. We're going to make it through this crisis. We're going to make it through this rough water. We're going to sustain ourselves, and we're going to fight with every breath that's in us, but we're going to get to the other side, and we're going to make it together. So you just hang in there. You hang in there. And when you get down and out, I want you to just go. Once again, I'm going to give you my scripture. It's one of my top three scriptures, Isaiah 40:31. You go in there and you start thinking about those eagles, how that God tells you that those that wait upon the Lord. And see, as you're going out there, your work, you're trying to find that work. You're trying to change your circumstances. You're trying to do everything that you can. Let me tell you something. You keep on going, and you're going to discover that, you know what, it was not in vain. Excuse me, it's not in vain. Something's going to happen for you and to you in your best interest if you don't give up and you hang in there. And I'm telling you this, just like that lady, that couple, that young couple, that man went on to Afghanistan, and he was planning on being there if it took a year. He gave them, they agreed that it would be a year. Now, this is a young couple, and he knows the risk that he takes in leaving his family behind. And the wife knew that, but she told him to say, don't worry about anything. You concentrate on making things work for us, because she wasn't working. And she says, baby, I will be here. I will remain faithful to you, and you can be assured of that. And he had confidence that he could trust his wife and know that she would be there waiting for him when he got back. Well, he was gone. And the fact of the matter is, they would spend 4 months over in Afghanistan working as an independent contractor. And then he would come home for about 2 or 3 weeks. And then he'd have to go back for another 4 months and come back for another 3 months and then so forth. It would be like that. And then the year would end with his fourth year like that. Well, it worked. God had it worked out where, you know, there was a lot of stuff going on with the mother while she was trying to take care of her family. She was trying to take care of her family. She was doing all that she could. And he was, matter of fact, depositing monies that he was making into the account over here, which was helping her to sustain their survival. And let me tell you, after the first 4 months, then over there, the program that he was in, it came to an end, and they told him, say, we're reducing this, and we're going to have to let some people go. And he was one of those people whom they let go. And what happened was he had made enough in those four months that he was able to come home and be with his wife. And that's what happened. He was able to make enough money, and he came home to be with his wife and their three children. And let me tell you something, he didn't even have to go back. So now, watch this now. Watch how God is so good. Because as he came back, and he had enough money that would carry him for at least, the wife had saved enough to sustain them from the money that he made for at least 6 months. That's right, she was I don't know if you call it a penny pincher or whatever you call it. But that wife is the wife, like the Bible talks about in Proverbs. This wife was the wife that knew how to put things aside and not go out spending on clothing and shoes and the material things that were not necessarily needed. But this wife was putting things up for a rainy day, enough that it lasted them another 6 months. But within that time, when the husband came home and he was still looking for work in the States, and he couldn't find anything. But then one day, the wife just went simply to another state to visit his in-laws, you know, with the boys. She went there. As a matter of fact, she went while he was still in Afghanistan just to take the boys to see their grandparents, just to take the boys to see their grandparents. And while she was there, she said, you know what? My husband will be coming home soon, and I understand that he's going to be laid off. And so she went to this other state where the in-laws, his mother, his parents lived, the mother and the father, and she started planting a seed in that state. In that state, she started planting a seed for employment. And let me tell you, within 2 weeks, the husband hadn't come home, and she was only out there for a week with the boys, and she got a phone call. And that very job, they told her, say, well, look, the job you applied for, just like I'm telling you, the job you applied for, we don't have that one available for you because we think that we've found a match for that. But we've been sitting around pondering about another job, you know, opening that we were putting together. And they said, you would fit perfectly for that particular job. And lo and behold, that young lady, she had to make a decision to uproot her family, The husband come home in 3 weeks, and she shared the information with him. And he was so excited. He gave his wife now the support was reciprocated back to her. The same support that she had given to him, he gave back to her and said, well, honey, if you think that this is something that you want, you go for it. So you know what? They made that decision together. That young lady got on up, and she says, honey, it would mean that, he says to her, he says, darling, what I will do, you go on ahead. You can stay with my parents out there, and I will pack up, and I will take the oldest boy who was a first or second grader in school. I will pack up, and I will move them out there. I will get the necessary help I need here. But you go to work. You go to work, darling. And I will meet you out there. I will close up everything. Because, see, she ended up doing that very thing while he was in Afghanistan. She had to pack up from one place where they were staying. And while he was away, she had to find a way to move herself with her three children. And when he came home to a place that he had never been before because she had gotten this. And that's the power of when people can work together. When you think you're nearing the end of your rope, you're listening to me tonight. You're not, just tie that knot and you keep going and you keep planting the seed. That's what it's all about. And let me tell you, that young lady, she went on to the state, lived with his parents. And 3 weeks later, he had them packed up everything and he brought those three children out there with their mom and with his wife. And they lived with his parents for about a month. And then they got their own place in this state. And today she's working in a very powerful office. Because that same job that she had applied for, God gave her a better job. She was placed on 6 months. She was scheduled to be placed on 6 months probation. But was so impressed with her that probation ended after 3 months. The people were so impressed with her. And I'm telling you, say, when you are standing, when you think you're nearing the end of your rope, God's got something for you and is so close that you can, if you just hang on just a little longer, you can smell it. You can even taste it because it's so close. That feeling will come over you like, wow, I'm having a feeling like I've never had before. You will be so compelled to just continue in some kind of motion. And you got to believe this. And you got to make sure that you're not around people like this couple. They were not around people who would tell them this or that, negative things. They made the decision with each other. And from their time of getting married, they have agreed to this, make decisions with each other and go for that and support each other fully, fully. And let me tell you, now, after she was there, only working those 3 months and got off probation, then you know what she did? You know, as her husband was still looking for work, while he was packing up, she was planting seeds for him. That's right. While she was packing up, that woman, while he was packing up, that is, that woman was planting seeds for her husband. I'm here tonight to tell you that that was one of the most powerful things that could have happened. Because you see, when she planted those seeds for her husband, God has some connections. Though he started cultivating, he started fertilizing those very seeds. And I'm here to tell you tonight that it was such a blessing, that with those seeds that were planted, that man, that young man, her husband, after he went on out there, he was only out of work for 1 month. That young man went on one of those seeds that was planted that became manifested. And what happened? He got a job, entry-level job, making over six figures. Ain't God good? That's right. I said, ain't God good? You see, because when you hold on to God's unchanging hand, God's got you. He's got all of you, and you are never alone. You are never alone. And you got to believe that, but you got to be careful who you hang around. Tonight we're talking about nearing the end of your rope, your final chapter. You know what? It doesn't have to be your final chapter when you're nearing the end of your rope, because as long as you're in motion, something's happening. As long as you're in motion, something's about to change. As long as you're in motion, God's got something that's going to take off for you and bring you something unlike you've ever seen before. And that's what you want to be able to deal with. That's what you want to be able to deal with. And so I'm here tonight to tell you, don't you ever give up on God. Don't you ever give up on yourself and believing that God's got your back. He's going to do it for you. And, you know, I'm just laughing now because I am so excited, because I know what God has done for me, and I'm not just making up things. I'm telling you what he's done for me because I know he can do the same for you. Now, if this program tonight, nearing the end of your rope, the final chapter, that doesn't have to be the final chapter, if this program has truly been an inspiration to you, truly been an inspiration to you, then you know what? I want you to tell someone. Get on the phone. Don't hold it to yourself. Let somebody else know tonight if you have been inspired. If you haven't, then do nothing. But if you've been blessed as a result of listening to this program, let somebody else know. Listen, we're out of time. I just want to say to all my listening audience around the world, please join us next Tuesday for the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. We've got a great show planned for you next Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And, of course, if you choose to bypass next Tuesday, join us next Friday, 7 o'clock to 7:30, for your half-hour inspirational program. I trust this program has been a blessing to you as much as it is for me. And until next Tuesday or until next Friday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.